Hello, awesome humans. It's Nina Kovner with Passion Squared with this week's audio blog. This week's topic is three ingredients of an awesome social post. I'll start with a quote. We have to dare to be ourselves, however frightening or strange that self may prove to be. That's Mary Sarton. Whether it's an Instagram shot, a Facebook post, a YouTube video, or a blog, there are a few key ingredients to making whatever story you are telling awesome. Number one, make it relevant. When people choose to follow us, it is because they have decided there's something of value we have that they want. We must take those follows seriously and stay focused on delivering the value they came for. That means our content and stories are relevant. That means keeping them relevant. Focus on value. How are you delivering value? Example, as Passion Squared, people do not come to me for technical cutting skills or workouts, LOL. No, they come to me for information on business, career, personal development, and empowerment. Thus, my storytelling and content remain relevant to that which my community desires. Number two, make it human. This is probably where most get stuck. And in working with my clients and A-School coaching groups, it is by far the biggest obstacle. Quote, I don't know what to post, end quote, is what I hear most often. This is a symptom of two things. One is that you are not yet clear on your brand story, thus you have no clear content plan. So always start there. What does your community value? What is your brand story? Connect those two dots and you are on your way. Number two, you are trying way too hard. Social means just that, social. So be social, be human, keep it real, keep it authentic, keep it conversational, keep it consistent. People will respond, I promise. Example, I post pics of my dogs all the time. They are part of my brand story. However, one day I chose not only to post a pic of my rescue Faith, but also tell the very personal and human story as to why I named her Faith. It was the most liked dog pic I have ever posted. Get it? Good. Number three, make it visual. And by visual, I mean awesome visuals. Graphics, clean, clear, awesome. As the saying goes, a picture is worth a thousand words. If you don't know how to make things visually awesome, practice. Take 10 photos for every post you make. Make sure the lighting's good, the background's clean, the subject awesome. Practice, practice, practice. If you are making Word graphics, there are a ton of apps and tools to make that happen. I love Canva.com and WordSwag, just to name a couple. Example, I wrote a blog post a few weeks back about five lessons I learned from my beauty school experience. It was recently shared on a major beauty industry distributor Facebook page and went nuts. And by nuts, I mean over 1,000 clicks. Why? It was relevant, number one. It was visual. It featured a picture from 1987 of me in beauty school, LOL. And once people clicked, it was most definitely human. So now it's your turn. Take a look at your social content and use this list as a way to measure your current content. Is it stacking up? Are you getting the engagement you wish? This is a good place to start. Love and awesomeness from Nina. P.S. If you're looking to learn how to create more awesome in your biz life and career, if you are an owner, check out A-School for Owners, my group coaching program, which provides a ton of love, support, and brain food for your biz. Are you a new professional or beauty school student? Then check out A-School for New Professionals, a place where you will receive career, life, and biz coaching in a safe, loving environment. No more guessing. No more confusion. We've got your back. Thank you so much for listening. Have a beautiful day. Bye.